Sci-fi.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is Starburns Audio Produced Podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. If you want two bonus episodes a week, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. If you want to contribute but don't have the money, just leave us a five on Apple Podcasts and we'll read it on the air. Got hammered just now. Someone was mad about our 47th episode and left us 2 1-star reviews because we called indigenous people stupid because they couldn't make fire. I stand by that. How can you be an indigenous person? And first of all, I have no idea what we were talking about. Out of context, it's, I don't know. Come on. We can't make fun of a bunch of people with no technology.
47th episode. That's just year two. We're doing it in the booth. Who the what?
So long.
It's probably just a, just a fun comment on the side.
Yeah.
We're probably talking about. Yeah.
There's no shortage of outrage these days. So, yeah, leave us a 5-star review. This fucking bitch. Who left us 2 1-star? No, I don't care.
It would be funny to troll them. Yeah, for me to track them down and like give them shit.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem is you can't comment on these reviews, so you can't be like, oh hey, sorry, we don't remember that at all. I guess don't listen to us, but I don't think we're racist.
Yeah, nice try.
You know, like fuck off. And they probably did fuck off. If they're listening to this, change your review. Your review's stupid and you're stupid. You're as stupid as indigenous people who don't know how to make fire. it's the only thing you would need to know. How could you live? Once again, I have no idea what we were referencing. They probably did know how to make fire.
Even if you don't eat meat. Yeah, if you don't eat meat and you're out there on your own, like you got to know how to make a fire. Even if
you gotta boil the water and shit like that. You're gonna get dysentery. Let's welcome aboard the SS RLSF our good friend, Nobel Prize winner Zach Zebko.
Oh, hey everybody, how's it going?
What's up, dude?
Oh, hey.
I just want to apologize. I'm the one who left those 2 1-star reviews.
Oh my god! You fucking bitch.
I made two Yelp accounts to do that.
You're trying to be funny and it's saving it for this episode for us to finally ask you on.
Yeah.
Well, it worked. Here you are. You're
welcome.
How do you leave
2 reviews?
She had two different names, but it was the same exact complaint. So it's like, okay, well, this is obviously the same person.
Yeah.
Talking about an episode from 5 years ago.
Recently. Like it wasn't a 5-year-old review.
No, it was like from 4 days ago.
I'll find her.
Yeah, find her and take her out for us. I think one of the reviews is under her real name, so she shouldn't be hard to track down.
I know, right? That's what I mean. I'm like, might as well have some fun.
This is not going to be hard. I got my Nobel Peace Prize in hacking. So.
Oh, that's what you got it for. Okay, cool.
And other stuff.
But. For all the times that I comment on Flat Earth stuff or whatever, the people come right back at me if they're offended by something I've said and like, point out things to me that prove that they looked up my account, you know, this actor with a kid. I'm like, hey man, what the fuck? Like you, now you're trying to fucking scare me.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're old. We're out of touch. We're allowed to be a little, offensive because we're trying to learn. We're getting our pronouns straight. And you're welcome that we're trying so hard.
Yeah, we grew up in a time when you had a chance to learn.
Yeah. Mistakes were not permanent.
So, I know it's not true anymore. And whatever. I'm not going to say anything more. Zach,
I kind of want you to keep talking and just dig the hole, man. Like, let's just get canceled here. You can't cancel us. We answer to nobody. Good luck. We'll be around forever. Zach, you've been on before a couple times, right?
At least once that I remember.
I think you were on with somebody else at some point.
Were you with Chillian in the booth? Is that where we were?
Oh, mate, wait. I was in the booth. and maybe I did one with Mike. I don't remember what they were about. Wait, was one of them about... Wait, is there something like blue blood or red blood or...
Oh, yeah, blue bloods. We did blue bloods.
Okay, we good memory. So are you into conspiracy theories and stuff like that in general?
I pick and choose which ones, but I like a good conspiracy.
What's your number one that you're kind of into?
What are some of the top three that I can pick from?
9/11 is an inside job. There's 9/11.
I think that was real, right? I don't know.
You could do like
that's
aliens.
Too political for me to look into that one.
Yeah, I agree. JFK. What about JFK? You care about that? You have the diagrams on your walls and shit.
We proved that he was shot, right? He was killed, right? He's like, that happened.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think the conspiracy is how he was killed.
You were on 5 years ago, episode 68. Our blue bloods reptilians. That's great.
Oh yeah,
that's
the
last time he was on.
If he was on, I didn't show up in the search. If you were on after that with someone else, but anyways. Yeah. Do you think JFK was assassinated by Oswald alone, or do you think the government had anything to do with it? I know the government's too big of a word, but any government entity.
Well, I'd like to. It's always fun to think that the government's doing something shitty. So I'd like to say they were in on it. I feel like they're in on everything. I feel like most conspiracies involve the government trying to trick us.
Okay. Well, we have what we call the WOW scale here. It stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. And you'll be graded between 0 and 5. You don't have to worry about that number. That's something I'll tabulate. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to get weighed on the WOW scale?
Yes.
WOW scale.
Are you a Wade or are you a Willie?
Okay. First question, as you sip your beverage, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, and I think so. I feel like we have enough people saying they've had visits or like Area 51 shit or like Roswell. I've been there a couple times. It looks like aliens were at that place. It's a little... Roswell's a little weird one McDonald's kind of town. I think they've been here in the last couple of hundred years. I feel like they've probably been here like at least last year, 2020. There's probably been like a little touchdown somewhere.
2020 would have been the year, right? Because we're all locked up and they could just be running around like the deers. Like, hey, what happened to all the people?
Yeah, it's a perfect time for aliens to wander around at night.
Wow, not too many cars driving around.
Yeah, they're probably here during the curfew and they missed us.
Yeah, they're when cops have to write a certain amount of tickets, what the fuck is that called? Starts with an R.
Back in Erie, Pennsylvania, we have, it's called Operation Hammer at the end of the month when they have to catch up and give a bunch of people speeding tickets and like traffic violations.
I can't believe I can't think of the word. I'm sorry.
They claim that it doesn't exist, but I'll bet the aliens missed their quotas. Quotas. It's not an R word. Quotas. Last year, the aliens were like, there's no one here to probe. We'll kill more cows.
I'm waiting. I mean, if
you broke curfew and you got abducted, give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call. We're live now. Okay. Question 2. Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, because they're real, right?
You're from Florida?
No, I went to school in Florida. And I wish I didn't tell people that because everyone thinks I went to I'm from Florida. Definitely not
what
from
school,
Florida.
What school did you
no
go to?
No offense
Florida?
To Florida, but Full Sail. That's I could do
that's
a whole
the,
episode
that's the
on
Navy school, right?
Full Sail?
No, yeah, where they teach you how to sail.
To tie knots and stuff. no, it was like a multimedia school. It's I don't want to trash talk it on the air.
Wait, so where are you from then?
Erie, Pennsylvania. Well, I'm from Hershey, Pennsylvania, and then
I knew that. Okay, I knew that.
But then I moved to West Virginia, where they shot that Super 8 movie with aliens, and then I moved to Erie, and I was there until I became an adult.
So were you raised?
Why are we talking about Erie? Oh,
because
ghosts
because I
in
asked
Erie?
You. Because I asked you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the way this goes is I ask you a question and then you answer it and then I'll ask you another question.
Yes, I believe in ghosts. Yes, I believe in ghosts.
Were you raised religious?
They tried.
It didn't take.
Who's they?
God and all of his buddies and stuff.
Wait, do you mean your parents or your city?
Oh, my parents. Well,
okay. I mean, I assume that. It's just funny to be like, well, the city tried to get me, but...
Yeah, no, my sisters and I had a good, we went to like Sunday school for a couple of years, super boring. And then we did like midnight mass on church a couple of times, which was cool just because you're supposed to be in bed at midnight when you're a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that stuff didn't take.
So do you have any ghost stories?
Yeah, back when I used to live in West Virginia on Elm Street, there was a...
nightmare? Was there a nightmare on Elm Street?
Yeah.
How old were you when you lived on Elm Street?
Like 3 to 10, maybe.
Man, that sucks.
No, that's safe from Freddy because Freddy only kills teenagers.
Yeah, I was just under that demographic.
So you're like, bring it on, Freddy.
Yeah, no, the house was scary. I used to have like nightmares in that place all the time, unrelated to Freddy. And then one time when I was like 5 or 6, I was choking on a Lifesaver candy and I was like on the floor below. My parents
That's
were
ironic,
on the,
right?
Yeah, my parents were like upstairs.
Oh, called Lifesaver, not Life Taker.
Yeah, those things are not for kids.
But there's a hole in them. How could you choke? Because the air could go through the hole.
Right? Is that why they're on there? Is that why there's a hole in it? I will say that if you slice hot dogs...
they look like life preservers.
Yeah, you're right. If you slice hot dogs for a baby, it's the perfect size for them to choke on. So fucking cut the slices in half.
Oh, you gotta dice them hot dogs, baby.
Moose choked on a hot dog slice in front of me, and I just froze up like a deer in headlights, going like, "Come on, bud, come on!"
Did you didn't do anything? You didn't ram him on a chair or whatever?
Well, you know, you got a few seconds. I was watching, going like, "Shit, man, I'm gonna have to do something. I'm gonna have to do something." And then he coughed it up, but like he was choking. It was scary.
Did he, oh what, you can't make noises, right? I always get mad in movies when they're choking and they're going, because that means that the air is passing through.
The air is moving, but it's still, I think it's still enough that you're like, it's blocking enough that it's bad, right?
Well, like when I was, the first time that I choked on my puke, I was able to yell choking. Choking!
But that's not, you're not.
But the puke was, I know. The puke was just sitting there. So, like, yeah.
So, anyway, you're choking on a Lifesaver.
Oh, yeah. So, I was choking on a Lifesaver. And my parents were upstairs. And they heard some, like, weird, like, little kids giggling or something. And they didn't know what it was. So, they ran downstairs and they found me choking on this Lifesaver. We used to have, like, these weird. I think there were like kid ghosts in our house, and I'm pretty sure they're real because my mom and I both like experienced weird stuff there. One time we heard there was like some weird kid noise in the basement, and then they went down there and found out we had a gas leak.
So the kids are laughing about saving your life.
Yes.
Yeah, they're like, saving your life, but being very weird about it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they probably didn't have like great people skills or like etiquette and stuff, but they were like, they were trying their best.
They must have had a really mean dad, and anytime they would be laughing and being too loud, he would be like, fucking shut up. And he would come and tell him to shut up. And so they knew, they were like, oh, this guy's choking. If we laugh real loud, the mean adults will come and find him.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that they're laughing in situations where you should have died. Choking, the gas leak. I don't think you laugh to get someone's attention. Like, hey, what are these kids laughing about? Let's go check it out.
Yeah, well, you don't understand ghosts because maybe that's the only way they can communicate.
I mean, I never heard them speak any words.
That's just freaky.
Yeah, we had some weird. This involves a different. It's a different ghost story here, but when my youngest sister was, I think, two, which means it was in 92. My grandma came. She came to visit us from like Buffalo or Rochester, so it was like a long drive. So we like went to bed, and then she came at like midnight or later in the evening. So we like went to bed, and then we woke up when she got there. And my two sisters and I were sleeping in the same room when we were kids. And she came and woke us up and said hi. And my youngest sister, who was two, was like, oh, grandpa told me to tell you some things. And he had died before she was born. So she was like, oh, grandpa told me to tell you some stuff. And I don't remember what she said, but it was, my grandma was just like, oh, no one's supposed to, I don't know how you know this stuff. It's like no one knew what was going on. So she had like a weird visitation from my grandpa who passed away before she was born. It's a really weird, like we all kind of remember that happening as like, is this supposed to happen kind of moment?
Yeah. Right.
You know, like when kids say weird, scary shit in movies.
I'm just throwing this in there because I had a dream the other day that, I mean, my grandpa used to keep a tin can in the backyard with cash in it. So the other day I had a dream that he was telling me that it was still there. And it weirded me out because I was like, is this him telling me I need to go get this tin can with money in it? And nobody got it. But then I was like, you know, he had cancer for like 8 months. So like, there's no way he forgot the can. So I just had a dream.
Well, what if the can is there?
Yeah. What if it's there?
I'd go dig it up. Is this like possible? Whose backyard is this in?
It's in Colorado. I have to like go to some stranger and be like, there might be money in your backyard. Can I come in? No. And then they're going to dig out their backyard and not find anything.
Yeah, but you could just be like, hey, I had this weird dream. I'm kind of crazy. I have this podcast. Give it a listen. But anyway, don't you have a metal detector?
Yeah. But I would say, you know, if I find anything else,
wait, I'm not done. Yeah, that's what I would say. Be like, hey, let me in your backyard. If there's anything there, I'll split it with you 50-50.
But there's no way he left his money back there. Because, like, why did he show me his can?
Was this your grandma that lived forever too?
Yeah.
So she probably would have got it, right? Like she must have known.
She knew. She would have known where it was too. That's why I'm like, no, I just had a dream.
Yeah.
But what if it is real?
I know, man.
Yeah, what if it's real? Just go.
You guys should go do an on location episode.
Oh, I could do one of those. One of those documentaries, like the ones that are all happening now, where you follow the main character and it turns out nothing matters and nothing happens.
Well,
like Sasquatch. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I can't believe you don't like Sasquatch. Everybody loves Sasquatch.
That said a lot about it.
I fucking hate it.
I didn't know there's a Sasquatch movie.
No, it's you're Willie. You're just wrong. You're just flat out wrong about this because,
well, no, I'm not. I'm just,
I understand the documentaries that you're talking about. This was not that. This was basically like Well, I don't want to spoil it.
I know. That's why I'm like, you're right. It's a bad comparison, but I was upset about it.
But I think any documentary is interesting. It's just it's about how you tell a story. It's not about what happens at the end of the story. It's like, hey, this will be a fun journey. Hey, this is weird. I had a dream that there's money in my grandpa's backyard. Let's go see. What? That's a fun documentary.
Well,
I watch it.
I agree with you that the start is good, but I'm just like, okay, like take what was the big podcast documentary? S-Town.
Oh yeah.
Fuck, man.
You only bring up S-Town to complain about it, and it's from like 5 years ago.
Well, only because it's such a the guy is such a hopeful dude, but he struggles so hard. And
well, I've never listened to it, so I don't even know.
It's such a depressing story, man. Oh fuck. All right, I'm sorry.
Why would you bring that up? It has nothing to do with this fun treasure hunting documentary. Like, it's completely different. There's zero stakes in you doing a documentary about digging up your grandpa's backyard.
All right.
My point is here. Let me just get on my soapbox for a little bit. Because everybody thinks journalism is dead and everyone's saying fake news and this is bullshit. And if you don't say the same shit that I agree with, then it's fake and like you're skewed and biased. Sasquatch is a good sort of reminder that there are like freelance journalists out there, and like journalism as a practice is like being a detective and like getting to the bottom of things, right? And so when people say they hate journalists, it rubs me the wrong way, because like these people just want to find the answers, you know, and they do a really good job of like checking sources and interviewing people. And so I just hate that we live in this stupid fucking community where they're like, abolish the media because it's fucking bad. And you're like, well, okay, so then there's no checks and balances and you're a fucking idiot.
Hey, I will take it back a bit. I 100% agree with you, and the journey was worth it.
Yes, but all right, whatever. Let's move on. Let's move on with the wow scale here. Zach, do you believe in Bigfoot?
I don't know if I believe in some like Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster.
None of it?
Probably just like ghosts, aliens. I'd like to think witches are real.
Well, wait, okay, hang on. You don't get to change the wow scale. I asked a question.
I guess Bigfoot now. Nah.
Okay, no on Bigfoot. What about psychics?
Are we talking about like you go to the store and they have their crystal ball psychics, or like the CIA guys who are like reading files inside a deep vault underground?
I think the question is, do you believe that anybody on Earth has psychic ability?
Yes. I want to say a hard yes, but I'm like 99.99% yes. Maybe that. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Okay. I want to believe that we live in a little special world.
Yeah, that's a cool answer, that even the best could have duped you.
Yeah.
That's your 99%. Like, yeah, you know, like they found murderers. They found missing people. It might be real, but I also, maybe they duped you.
You said you believe in witches?
Well, that's just like that's just a person. Yeah, that's like, that's just me wishing that if that could be like my career, it's just being a career witch, just like a full-time straight up witch. That's what
You don't believe in witches?
Not in the riding a broomstick kind of witches.
Like bippity boppity boo, now you're a frog.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could be in the craft. I wish I could be one of those witches.
Oh, so you want like angsty teen witches?
Yeah. Well,
how
also
much of
like
that is sexual for you? Do you think you just are kind of horny for teen witches? Where do you stand on
just witches in general, I guess.
Who's the hottest witch? Right?
Who's the hottest witch? I mean, it's got to be the Good Witch from Wizard of Oz, right?
What does she look like? The Good Witch.
Oh, she's slamming, dude. Now, I think she has red hair and it's like curly and big.
Good Witch from what movie? You said Wizard of Oz?
Google, Google, Google.
Thank you for listening, but currently we're Googling.
Google, Google, Google. I'd have to say Samantha. What's the one from
Bewitched?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's
Samantha.
A, yeah.
Samantha was hotter than. What's her name? The Good Witch.
What was the kid's name? Am I getting
Glinda is the Good Witch of the North. Glinda.
What kid?
I don't think I've ever heard that name.
In Bewitched, what's
no
the
kid
kid's name? They ended up having a kid. It's Tabitha. They had a kid named Tabitha in the later seasons.
No, Tabitha was the mom. Tabitha was the grandma.
Grandma is...
Samantha?
No, Samantha. Yeah, no, Samantha's the main one. Tabitha's...
Angela. All right, I don't care about this.
Yeah,
Question number five. Are you superstitious?
A little bit. Like, there's that thing if you're, like, walking with someone and you're not supposed to, like, go on either side of a pole at the same time. Or, like,
if you're
walking by, like, a telephone pole, you're supposed to go both on one side or the other. I've definitely, like, done that and then thought about it and be like, oh, shit, I hope this isn't what does me in.
I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
Maybe that's like something I made up.
It's got to
be someone told me that in elementary
school.
Florida
Gator thing.
Yeah, because you're from Florida.
Now, what other superstitions? Do I know any other ones?
Did you play sports growing up?
I played intramural basketball in high school for like a season.
How do you do intramural in high school? What does that mean?
I was on intramural in high
school. Is it just a club team?
It was just like after school, you could sign up with your friends.
I wish we had that. I didn't have that. That's cool.
I had it in middle school, not high school.
We didn't have sports teams for our school because it was like an academic school thing you had.
Because all the Gators would come and get you?
Yeah. So you had to pick like a home school from a different place. So we didn't have sports. So I think that's why they had us do it. I did marching band. Is that a sport, bro?
It's not. I did marching band. It's not.
Oh yeah.
What position did you play in band?
Oh, tenor sax.
Oh, word.
You know.
Do you have a saxophone?
No, I've been wanting to get one recently.
Me too. They're fucking expensive as shit.
Yeah, I want to.
I don't even know how to play one, and I want one. I'm like, I can't afford it.
I can still air play it. I'll show you the scale. It's like this. Dun, 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 dun. And then.
That looks easy.
There's like another one. Yeah. It's just you go like top to bottom.
Yeah, that's easy.
It's pretty good. And then you hit the octave key where your thumb is. I like to play, but it's like. It's one of those instruments like you can't learn. You can't play it in an apartment or like a violin. You're just screeching and then. All your neighbors hate you, which are all neighbors you guys know. Like,
I don't know if you
untrue.
Know about this. There's this neighbor in our neighborhood who plays the flute in his car every day. It's like his wife doesn't want him playing in the house, so he's in his car. Because I've seen him a bunch of times. I figured maybe you drove by a dude playing the flute. I don't know.
And the flute. Does he sound good?
Yeah, it's cool. It's like jazz flute in the car. Hot sandwich day.
It's probably making TikToks or something in there.
Okay, so you are you're like a 4 out of 5. So you're more of a Willie than a Wade. Are you happy with that?
Yeah. I think I relate to Willie on a lot of these topics. A little bit of Wade, but more Willie.
All right, great. Willie, what are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, let's reevaluate time travel
using quantum physics. How is time travel different? We've been using the same time travel rules since we've been talking about time travel, and science is changing. Let's update time travel tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Okay, well, I'm already terrified because, first of all, what time travel rules are we using that are outdated?
Well, I feel like the basic time travel rules have always just been related to general relativity, where it's like, well, you got to go faster than the speed of light. You can't kill your grandfather.
Don't step on a butterfly. You'll get that Ashton Kutcher movie.
And everything you do is going to affect everything else in the history of everything.
So is that what's outdated? That like that time is linear or something like that?
When it comes to string theory and quantum physics, my theory on paradoxes are that's the limit of your understanding. I don't think that paradoxes are real. Your definition runs out, so there's a paradox. And I think that these new sciences, even though they're not that new, kind of allow room for everything to be real, and it's crazy. They make reality closer to magic than science.
It's cool. I love learning this new stuff. That's like, it does feel like magic.
So Zach, you've been studying string theory and quantum mechanics and stuff lately. Like, what's your overall summary of your new take on the world?
It's so crazy once you like start paying attention to all these things you had no idea existed, but they're the reason everything exists. I don't know. I wish I would have gotten into science. Not that I'm not into doing cartoons for a living, but so, I always thought I'd go into science and math. Now I'm kind of regretting not doing that. Well, I want to go to the moon sometime. They're gonna open a moon hotel in 2027. It's gonna be like 5 million for a 3-day stay.
But listen, don't be one of the first of that, man. Like, we don't publicly have the technology to protect against microparticles busting holes in that shit.
I'll go year two. Okay. Year three. Yeah.
You guys, you don't have to worry. Neither of you are going to the hotel moon. Okay? It's not even worth talking about because you're not going there. The only people who are going to go there are assholes who can spend $5 million hotel.
TikTokers. And
which Kardashian is going to be the first one? You think a Kardashian is going to beat a TikToker?
The moon?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. If it's between a Kardashian and a TikToker, I'll bet a Kardashian gets there first.
Yeah. Fresh out of a divorce.
Like, they got political influence. Isn't one of them running for governor of fucking California now?
What?
I think it might be. I don't know any of their names, and I'm trying to not be offensive here. I think it might be the. Who did Bruce turn into? What's Bruce's name now? Caitlin? Fuck. Well, I'm out of drink, so we should take a quick break. And then get more into string theory, because I want to hear about this. Because you guys can't just say, string theory. Like, you have to explain what string theory is. And so let's dive deeper into that when we come back. We're talking about time travel and string theory with our good friend, Nobel Prize winner, Zach Zepka.
That's me, guys. Take a break.
Really Bad Movies presents The Time Traveler.
Hey, mister, are you from the future?
Yeah, I got a lot of things to let you guys in on. The information that I have could save you all if you'd only listen. I've been here before.
This isn't his first time here.
I've been here before.
And it won't be his last.
You never listen. You never listen to me.
Hold your elements.
I'm trying to save you, dumbass.
Grandpa from the future.
Whose grandpa are you?
I'm everybody's grandpa.
Grandpa from the future.
Motion elements.
This is not his first time. Grandpa from the future.
Motion elements.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. We are talking to our friend Zach Zebko about string theory and time travel. And here's what I know about string theory. And I've only gleaned this from 5 years of this podcast. Basically, feel free to correct me, but everything is made up of little strings. If you get far enough into the atom, it becomes a string. And that's why nothing is actually solid, because these little strings are just vibrating against one another to make matter. That's what I know.
Yes. The smallest thing we've seen is a and we haven't even seen this. The smallest thing that we can project is a tiny string that vibrates. And every string is so unique that when it vibrates, it creates different pieces of matter because of the vibration. It's kind of like when you watch them put sand on a table and they vibrate the table to different tunes, it makes geometric shapes. And the weird thing is, like, it doesn't just make a geometric shape. It moves in the geometric shape. So if the sand is constantly moving in the shape of this geometric pattern.
So what more do we need to know about string theory to then apply it to time travel, which we also don't know anything about?
Right. So here's my overarching digression, whatever. Here's my fucking, I think I know something sentence.
Hey, listen, I'll just say this. If you're a tribe out in the wilderness and modern society hasn't touched you and you don't know how to make fire, you're an idiot. I'm just going to double down on this thing.
I know.
I have no idea what we were talking about.
But no matter what, you're right.
You're an idiot. Sorry.
Survival of the fittest. If you don't know how to make fire and you don't have a modern house.
Listen, I couldn't make fire. I'm an idiot. But my life doesn't depend on making fire.
How long were people around before fire?
Millions of years.
Yeah.
Yeah, fire was like the thing. That was like the thing that started everything.
You just ate everything raw? Or did you get like a dragon to cook stuff with this fire breath?
You would pray for rain, and then the lightning would shoot a tree, and then you would run over and cook your mountain lion.
You move next to a lava river.
Yeah, or a lava river.
Okay.
There's lots of ways to find fire. But anyway, I'm sorry. I just can't get over that. That is stupid. It is stupid. I guess I'm a racist now. Because if you can't make fire, that makes me a racist. Anyway.
So the one thing that anybody has always said, when it comes to time travel, you know, in relation to general relativity, basically, is that, like, you can't travel through time unless you go faster than the speed of light.
Now, wait. For the kids in the back who never paid attention in class, give me the Cliff Notes theory of relativity.
Oh, okay. So general relativity was basically Einstein. I think Einstein astral projected himself onto a beam of light. But basically, he had a dream that he was on a dream of light. On a photon of light.
Beam of light.
And from him being on that, he basically described how the nature of reality. He came up with the fabric of the cosmos. He came up with his dream. Right. Let. Oh yeah, yeah. So basically that space time. So if you look out into space and you look at all these big gravity generating entities, that he came up with the idea that if you took a blanket and laid it all over space, and you put a ball on the blanket, the blanket reacting to the weight of the ball creates an indentation that will affect everything else. You know, like if you put a ball on the blanket, a little ball next to it is going to fall into that ball. But because the ball is moving in a certain direction, it's going to keep moving in that direction, but it's going to react to the indentation of the blanket of the ball. Basically saying that all of space-time is the fabric of the universe. The blanket of the universe is connected to everything. So the sun, put it down on a blanket, and then you have things spinning around it, is going to pull in, is going to affect the gravity or the other objects around it.
Yes, I'm with you.
So he, because before that it was like, oh, this is a weird ether. We didn't know anything. And we won't get into the vacuum of space, wherever, but he basically came up with a way of describing the universe that worked for science. And from that, we could predict where planets were going to be. And it was like, oh, fuck, this is the most updated, like, we can tell where this planet's going to be.
So now apply that to time travel. Like, how does that?
Is he
talking about folding space? Is that his thing, or is that someone else?
No. His thing was basically he came up with some speed limits of the universe, like the constant of gravity. He came up with constants, and so also one of them is that the speed of light is a constant of the universe. And so this is a weird concept where, like, if you're going the speed of light and everything, he came up with special relativity, which was the next step, which was, well, everything is in relation to you. So, like, if the closer you go to the speed of light, you actually, your time is affected because of that. You slow down time as the faster, the closer you get to the speed of light. It's a special relativity. But because the universe, and I'm sorry if this is fucking not making any sense, but because...
No, it makes sense.
Because that's there are constants.
Like, I don't know if this is a real thing or a sci-fi thing, but people would take stopwatches and then go the speed of light, and then their stopwatch would be behind the one that they left on Earth.
Yeah, yeah. That like the closer you get to the speed of light, the less time affects you. And so, There's this cosmonaut who's been in space the longest. Like, he has aged less than everyone else on Earth. Well, at any rate, take this for example. He was because he's talked about time travel and stuff, and basically saying that, like, sure, we have point A to point B, we have a time sequence, but the only way to go backwards in that is you have to go faster than the speed of light. And so it's just this weird thing where, like, let's say I'm going the speed of light and you are coming at me at the speed of light. Wouldn't my perspective of you be you going faster than the speed of light, because we're both going at the speed of light towards each other? Does that question make sense? That's the biggest question. Is it, like?
I mean, that's a little heady. I don't know.
Two people going the speed of light at each other.
This is real time travel, right? This is just like, this is. I understand the name now, relativity, because, like, it's just relative, but you can't actually. based on this theory, you're not really time traveling. You're just like experiencing time in a different way.
Well, yeah, yeah. And it made people able to say, yeah, well, time travel isn't real because first off, we can't go faster than the speed of light because the speed of light is in very big relation to the mass of an object. And because you have mass, you know, people say that photons do have mass, but that they can go the speed of light because they don't have mass. So, you know, it's weird how people can say they believe in science, but the more you get into it, there are big discrepancies that make people turn on themselves, you know. So like Einstein didn't believe in quantum mechanics. It fucking blew his mind. He didn't like it.
It's like witchcraft. It's like magic.
Yeah.
So now what's quantum mechanics?
So he thought that, just a little quick side thing, he believed in God, but he wanted to see the universe the way God would see the universe. And so he thought that he could use math to see the universe. And this is very true. If you look at how things are made, like geometry is everywhere in the creation process. And it's amazing, and it's brilliant, and it's beautiful. And so quantum mechanics comes down to smaller – like, so the rules of general relativity apply to big mass objects. And you can – every equation works when you're dealing with big things. But when you take quantum mechanics, none of those equations work on planets, and none of the planetary equations work – on small things like electrons and things smaller than that, because like the idea of gravity doesn't work in an atomic nucleus. There's an electromagnetic energy there that, so basically these two sciences don't work with each other. So one good example of how they're different is if you took the sun and you took the earth, and because nothing can travel faster than the speed of light, if the sun burned out instantly, we would not know it until, like, gravity isn't faster than the speed of light. So we would still be going on the Earth's path until the light went out, because gravity and sunlight are traveling at the same speed. So we would still be curving around the sun until we saw the light go out. Quantum mechanics says that gravity does go faster than the speed of light. So basically our planet would then stop traveling around the sun, and we would like just go start going straight instead of around our path around the sun. You know what I mean? We would break the gravitational circle. And so we would start going straight, and then the light would go out. That's just one example of that, like.
Okay, so let's get into. So general relativity is out. Now we're talking string theory and how it applies to time travel.
Yeah, well, and so that's the thing, is that like general relativity works on big things. Quantum physics works on small things, and they don't work against each other. So they have these big equations that you can retest, you can prove, but then they don't work.
Right.
And so so you look at CERN and you look at what they're trying to do, and a lot of conspiracy theorists are saying that the Hadron Collider and CERN and all these things are creating portals to hell. Have you guys heard that?
No. I mean, you probably told me that.
Well, the whole thing is that like when they first turned it on, they're like, "Hey, we might create a miniature black hole that could end civilization."
Right, but is that hell? Is that hell?
Well,
ending civilization.
I think Christians call it hell because.
But hell is stupid. Hell doesn't exist.
Yeah. Well, this is just a weird thing.
Why would it be
like,
hell and not heaven? Why would they just be like, "Oh, it must be hell"? Why wouldn't it be heaven?
Well, probably just because you would die a horrible death in the.
But one. But another side question is: what if it was just another dimension? You know, like we, If you look at anybody who's talked about black holes and the history of black holes, look at those conversations. It's like us talking about string theory. It's like, well, they're on such different levels that you just can't have the conversation unless you are at the level that they're at. They don't make sense. You can't prove they exist, even though you can. You can't witness them because there's no light.
Well, that begs the question, why are we talking about this? I blame it on Zach.
Why are we talking about it? Because it's cool. It's cool.
It is cool.
Wait, so...
What's your take on time travel, Wade?
It doesn't exist, can't exist, and never will.
Why do you think that? Because someone would have shown up and proved it already?
I mean, that's the dumb layman's version of it. Yeah, like, if time travel existed at any point, wouldn't everybody in all of time know about it? Because it would be happening. And that's the dumb, like, oh, these time travels are so stupid that they just, like, come and
what if,
say
what if you have to, like, sign an NDA before you do it? And you just can't. You just can't talk about it when you get here.
Well, I just like, if we're talking about Einstein, like, that's not time travel. That's just like relative time perception. And I don't think that perceiving time is the same as time travel.
Well, that Einstein's thing is, if you're going the speed of light.
If you go faster than the speed of light, you can basically go backwards.
If you're going in the direction that the light's coming from, if you're going in the direction that the universe is aging in or like expanding in, is it basically saying, like, say if you went double the speed of light, you went for a minute, you're like an extra minute into the past because you're in an area where that light hasn't gotten to you, to your starting position yet? Is that how it works? It's like, you're not actually going into the past, but you're going into the concept. I don't know how it's like such a confusing.
You're like, more correct about how he would perceive time travel. I don't think he thought time travel was real. It's just like him trying to describe going faster than the speed of light. It's like, well, this is going to affect things. But most people from his time didn't think that going backwards was possible. You know,
yeah. But how does string theory apply in this? Like, what is this topic?
The Higgs boson particle, the God particle that they're trying to find by smashing particles together, is this idea is like a field theory where, like, they're trying to prove that you can basically that there's something out there that tells a particle to turn on its mass. This is on the molecular level, like, hey, we're a bunch of cells, we're a bunch of quarks, we're a bunch of strings, whatever, and then something turns on your mass. And so they're trying to figure out...
What do you mean by turns on? They're going to fight the mass?
That's the thing, is that it's a field that you can turn on and off.
So wait, well, no, but I'm having issue with the phrase turn on. You mean...
But it's giving it mass. Right. It's like
I'm trying to lamely have a bad parallel where it's like, OK, let's say you feel heat and there's signals being sent to your brain that, like, oh, this is hot. It's not a choice, but there
it's
is
becoming matter is what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that they're fighting against the mass. Like I turn on my father, it means
different meaning.
I'm not sexually arousing him. I'm turning my back on him and fighting him. That's not what you mean.
This is slightly different.
I think a lot of people take their own meaning to string theory, and so it's kind of like the religious science. The example of Schrodinger's cat. We've mentioned it before. We've talked about it, but basically the idea is you take a cat. You put a cat in a box and there's poison in the box. How can you tell if the cat was poisoned? Well, the whole experiment relies on your perception of the event. So the event doesn't have an outcome until you look at it. Quantum physics relies on a perspective to make the observation. And so there's this weird thing where like photons of light act like a wave until you start to observe it. Then it acts like a particle. So here you have this thing of science, and at the smallest level, it acts as both a wave and a particle. It doesn't work in our science because once you look at it, it changes. And so a lot of people have made this a religious science where it's like, it matters that I look at it. And so here we go with time travel. The equations of M theory, which is the popular version of string theory, suggests that there are, looking at the math on paper, there are 11, at least 11 spatial dimensions around us. We count up, down, left, right, you know, we have three axes. We have three dimensions that we can perceive. So basically, on paper, there are seven dimensions around us now that we do not perceive, but they fit in the science. And so what are these extra spatial dimensions that we can't see? And some people think that it's on the very small level. Picture the XYZ axis of a typical chart or graph, right? You can go this, you can go up, down, left, right, and then towards us. You have three axes. Well, picture a little ant crawling around that line. So all of a sudden there's extra spatial dimensions that we don't perceive but are there. The nature of reality doesn't match how we perceive it, but it works on paper, and we can prove it on paper. So if that were the case, there are very small things and ways to almost jump in and out of – it's like portals. It's fucking – it's wormholes. It's – there are portals around us, many, many black holes everywhere. If there are parallel dimensions around us – you've heard the idea that every thought you have is another dimension – there's no paradox in time travel because if you go back in time, the idea is you don't go back into your own time. You slip into a parallel dimension of yours. So like sliders, you'll never get back to yours, even though they do a couple times. There's no grandfather paradox because if you go back and kill your grandfather, you're going to kill somebody else's grandfather.
Right.
What's going on now? I personally believe that we have back-engineered UFOs and that we can turn the mass off on these UFOs that we fly around in. We don't have sonic booms when we go faster than the speed of sound because we've turned our mass off and we're floating around. So just, I know that's a crazy tangent, but like if that's actually happening right now, then you have to say that these people know you can turn off mass and they could be time traveling, and time travel could be happening around us and people could be hiding it just based on the fact that, I mean,
but by your own definition, they wouldn't need to hide it because they're affecting not my reality. They're affecting other reality.
Exactly. They're not going to mess up time, but they need to hide it because if you found out it was real, all of a sudden we need to come up with laws for it.
Well, but it also feels like a total waste, right? I mean, or does it? I mean, would you go back in time and beat up that bully if you knew that you were now in a different Willy's universe? And is that other Willy still there?
And so that's the thing. What if you beat up your bully and then you don't end up being strong enough to go back in time and beat up that bully? I know that that's a paradox, but I mean, but like that just applies to that one person. So it's just like, no matter what happens, no matter what you think, if that story is allowed to exist, then simulation theory, then parallel universe, then multi-dimensional things, if that's all real and legit and you can do anything, I feel like governments would still, or entities would still want to hide this from people because you don't want people even considering that they could change their path, right? That's what I'm getting at.
Yes, but like, I mean, who cares about like keeping it protected and stuff like that? Like, what's the actual application of it? Like, if you were going to time travel using quantum mechanics and string theory, would it do anything? Doesn't it seem fruitless? Because then you're not you're not in your same dimension, right?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because to call it fruitless is like, well, you're still learning something. And so, like, if you took it as a simulation, yeah, then it comes back to general relativity, where it's like a special relativity, where it's like, well, if you can do anything you want in the universe, then who does it affect the most? And it affects you the most. So what's the point of your existence if you can do whatever you want? If you can.
Yeah, well, it would be, you would be playing God, right? You would. So, like, let's say that you have this ability and you make this dimension that you're existing in perfect. You're just playing God, right?
And what if the point of existence was to train you to be a God? Because how do you train something that can do anything? How do you train it to do something? You have to let it do something. How do you train limitless power? To me, this episode is, how do you create a superhero of your life? Because if any of this is real, you can be your own superhero. So what do you care about? What do you want to change? What do you want to become? What do you want to change in history? What if you could? Where do you start?
I probably wouldn't change anything. Because I don't know. I mean, because that's the whole thing, right? And I know you don't believe in paradoxes, but if you do go back and do that hacky thing where you kill Hitler as a baby, hacky premise, if your TV show has that as a premise, you're a huge hack. But let's say you do that, and then, you know, I'm on the butterfly effect sort of side of things, like, because that changes everything, right? Like, because then all the 6 million Jews are alive, and there's definitely a ripple effect, right? Because then all those people go off and live their lives, and then
they all have kids. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So, but does that exist in the string theory time travel? Because you don't believe in paradoxes. So does the butterfly effect still exist in string theory time travel?
I think that it's crazy to contemplate, but every possibility is a reality. So if that's true,
then you're just starting. You kill baby Hitler, and then you start like an uncountable new amount of dimensions.
If all of that is possible, then does it change? You know how people are always trying to figure out the point of existence. Well, let's say you could change anything in the world in the history of time. Does that change the point of existence? The fact that you can change things?
If there is a point to existence, I don't think there is.
This just sounds more and more like a simulation. Like that everything is actually possible.
Yeah, everything you've said has just made me think about simulation theory and going like, well, okay, none of this really matters because it's all simulating different outcomes of stuff, right?
But it makes me go, shit, man. We could make everything matter, and you could become a god. So are you going to take steps to do that?
No, there's not a lonelier person than God. Why would you want to be God? You think Superman is happy?
I don't, but I think he's more happy than me.
I bet he's the loneliest dude in the world. No.
Well, he's got to have a little happiness on the inside that he can't tell anyone he's Superman and share all of his glory. And
he shows up, his whole family's dead. He shows up to a planet.
Oh yeah, I forgot about all that. I forgot about that backstory. He's got a pretty sad life.
He gets adopted, right? And then his adopted family dies.
They see his wiener too early in the movie. He's a naked
boy. Yeah, it's hard to come back from that. Yeah, Superman.
I just think, Zach, like, if you were God and you had control of everything, it would suck.
But
it's like in Groundhog Day. He knows everything, and he's the loneliest dude.
But learning that you're God could be fun.
Yeah, but even just making, like, one decision. Like, I'm glad I'm not in charge of the pandemic, or I'm not in charge of anything important. And then imagine being a God and then having to, like, a lot of responsibilities
that's the difference. Like, if you're the God, nothing matters. Like, these people don't matter anymore. It's just all about you.
Can everybody become a God then?
Picture this. Picture
then is it back to normal?
An AI trying to create importance for itself, or picture an AI trying to create meaning for itself, right? I know it's the same situation. It is the same situation as us creating meaning for our life, but it's just like, if you know you're a simulation and you can simulate anything you want, what then happens next when you've simulated everything? I'm just like, I've always thought about the ultimate knowledge, you know, for Star Trek fans, the character of Q, who's an omnipotent, can do anything he wants character. And for religious people, picture having a sandwich with God. I will tell you, he doesn't want to have a sandwich with you. Because he's fucking had a billion sandwiches. He doesn't want to have one with you. Unless you make it unique. I don't know. I'm just saying that like what happens when you break down everything that you think is important and nothing's important? What's important after that? Relating to the next intelligent species,
No. This is a Buddhism question. The importance when nothing matters is being present.
Yes.
So how does that help us?
Well, it doesn't help the conversation, but I'm like, yeah, being present is the most important thing for no matter what you believe.
I mean, especially when it comes to like time and the relativity of time.
Like if you forgot yesterday, then why time travel? If your existence, I think about this a lot. If your existence was all in 1 second, wouldn't that feel like an eternity because you don't know what a second is?
Well, that's exactly like, do you think that dogs feel like their lives are shorter than ours because they have like, you know, a seventh of the lifespan? Like, no, they're still bored when they're laying around the house and shit.
Like, it's picture the dog who his owner died, and then for 30 years late, well, whatever, they don't live that long, but like for 5 years later, he went to the same place looking for his owner. You know, it's like there's no time in his existence. Like,
yeah, I don't think there's time in anyone's existence. I think like, and this is, I'm not going to fucking like blow any minds here, but time is like a construct that has, we've invented it to deal with mortality, right?
Yeah.
So there really is no time. There's just what's happening right now. And so, yeah, I feel like time travel is redundant because, like, you're not going to change anything, you know? Like, you're still just living this life and you're around. So you go back and you beat up your bully. You're still just living this life. I don't know. I lost my thought.
I mean, to add to what I think you're saying is that, like, let's say you do go back and beat up your bully. The one thing that does change is that you stand up for yourself. And so, like, it does make you more true to the moment because then you start to react to things in the present that you should have reacted to that you didn't before.
I guess, but if you have the ability to time travel, why do you need the confidence of beating up your childhood bully? Like, you've already reached the apex of existence.
But a time travel society needs to be far beyond retribution.
Yeah, but But
so
I think
what's the point of time travel like, for society?
I think if you were a time traveler, you would have to be enlightened enough to realize that none of it matters, and therefore there's no reason to time travel.
But what if?
So maybe
I know. So here's the thing. Take this. I've got two questions for you. If you could go back in time, and I mean, we're going to have to talk about killing Hitler because that's the most basic example. If you go back in time and kill Hitler, then nobody learns from his wrongdoings. It's like cancel culture. If you go back and cancel the person that was wrong, then no one will learn that that was wrong.
We knew that was wrong. There was, you know, there's been numerous before Hitler. There's been numerous.
Genocides. Yeah.
Yeah. And we you can kind of. You don't really have to learn from that.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is
you can just like skip it, and we all know that that's not something we should be doing.
The perspective
all the people who did it.
I'm pushing is to be in the moment, but know that it's not about what you learn. It's like I feel like the society learning is the bigger picture, not your individual. So if there was this big creation thing that's trying to learn stuff,
the biggest thing
it's trying to teach you is to not be an individual.
Let me cut you off, though. I don't think that we ever needed a law that said murder is illegal. I feel like everybody knows that murder is a bad thing. We've had to get litigious about it because, you know, otherwise how are you going to penalize people who break the rules? But like, it's a rule because we know it to be one, not because someone killed someone and then someone was like, oh, wait, that's bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of that's why I like don't respect religion that much, because it's like, yeah, duh. You're telling me a bunch of shit I already fucking know.
It's a whole nother. It's like these guidelines that should be common, not just like. Yeah, of course you don't kill anyone. Of course you don't treat people like this.
But right. but I mean, my perspective of religion is, well, it's not about right or wrong. It's about you getting in line behind me telling you what's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the you know, erosion of it. That's the somebody had a good idea and then other people were like, "Oh, we can make this a powerful thing." You know.
Yeah. That. Well, this is why. Like, listen, I'm only bringing this up because I'm looking at this Yahtzee Doctor Who shaker.
Uh-huh.
But Doctor Who's a great example of like, what he's going back through time fixing things. I'm like, well, what? Wait a minute.
He's not, though. He's not. He's stopping other people from fucking up shit, right? Like,
he gives them a chance.
Isn't he just battling? He's battling like aliens who weren't supposed to be where they were at that time or whatever. Like, he goes back to World War II and Winston Churchill's like, what are these fucking aliens doing here? And he's like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'll take care of them and then you can win the war and stuff.
But like, to me, though, isn't that the parallel of. Well, let me ask you this. Let's say we could travel through time, and let's say nobody knew about it, and maybe the people that, let's say Roswell happened, we got a UFO craft and we found out that we could go faster than the speed of light and we could go back in time. At this point, a military entity would only go back in time to make strategic military choices. But that would also affect time so much that it would take away the point of them going back in time to fix it. Well, ultimately what I'm getting at is if there was a government entity that knew that they could time travel, do you think that they would hide that from you? Do you think that they would release that to the public that like, oh, you know what? We can do it. Or do you think that they would, or do you think that they would like that, that would implode on itself and it just, people would have the secret and they would try not to let anybody know?
But you know, this is a loaded question, right? I mean, like, why would they? And is time travel, is it something I can learn? Is it something I can read about? Or do I need like a special machine to do it? Like, if they just release like, hey, we can time travel, but then going back to the definition of time travel and like setting up different universes that it never will affect me. Like, let's say that the government came out tomorrow and was like, oh yeah, we can time travel. And then it splits off into different dimensions. I'm going to be like, okay, cool. Like, That's like a kid getting a job in a candy store and he can eat all the candy that he wants and none of that affects me because I don't own the candy. I have no interest in the candy.
Yeah. Yeah. My current parallel is the Air Force announced this week that they were going to put laser weapons on their planes. Did you guys hear that?
No.
When the fuck did we get laser weapons? How did that get passed over so much that, like, listen, we've got AR-15. We got all these automatic rifles. People are freaking out about trying to change gun laws. And I'm like, wait. You guys just slipped in that we have laser weapons. And is this laser weapon going – how far does it go? Are you going to accidentally laser a city? Like, not that – but I'm just like – they just said that they got fucking laser weapons and we're trying laser. To deal with gun laws. What the fuck just happened?
Is there a difference between lasers and laser weapons? Because a laser could ultimately just be a weapon, right? Like,
well, there is a difference because the laser weapon, like these high powered lasers that I have aren't going to cut a plane in half.
Well, so I'm reading about it now, and I don't know why this is the case, but they're saying that these laser weapons are solely for shooting down missiles that are shot at them. But I don't know why you couldn't just shoot another plane with it.
Well, again, the same vein, I'm like, okay, so you have a laser weapon that only hits missiles. When did you get laser weapons?
But yeah, roughly, that's
I'm sorry.
I just don't understand your line of thinking because you know that the government doesn't tell us anything, and then yet you expect them to tell us everything the second they get it. Like,
well, no, I only bring that up to be like, oh my gosh, this should be a bigger revelation to a society that, like, just to say that, like, if time travel is possible, they will know 10 years before the public does. At least. And so what if they're doing
it? That's like, but who cares? Like, that's, and I mean that so literally, because if they are changing time and it's not affecting this dimension, there's no reason to care about it.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately the quantum physics version of time travel allows it to not affect us at all. So, so you're right.
How does that work?
We're fucking
works?
Up another dimension. We're fucking up another pair of.
How does it work that it's always going? So if we can't in our dimension, time traveling always puts us in another dimension. Wouldn't that put someone from another dimension into our dimension at some point? Or does it always
the possibility is there.
Split off and make another.
Yeah, the possibility is there, but that doesn't mean that it's going to happen. But so it makes me say that, like, okay, so like there've been these FBI documents that, like, you can look at and they're like, well, you know what, hemisync and meditation and all these things and controlling your own electromagnetic field actually has a power to it. And I know this sounds like a different tangent, but just saying that like. These little different your brain waves can affect your environment, and just saying that, like, The quantum physics version of the universe allows your existence to be more powerful.
Yeah, but so don't you think that, like, it's a lot to think about, but, like, maybe I am in my own dimension, and by me saying this right now, I'm splitting my own dimension into, like, 2, 3, 4, 5, depending on what I could be saying right now. So I'm just, like, constantly creating my own dimension. It doesn't affect you at all as far as you know, but, like, maybe there's a version of you that didn't hear this that's on his own thing. So, like, it's imperceivable by anyone, and so, therefore, it doesn't matter. Because I agree with you. I do think that, like, we're all connected, and brainwaves matter, and, like, positive thinking changes your life. Like, all that hippie shit is actually not really hippie shit. It's like a fucking hack, right? Where
yeah,
it's like, oh, I can change my universe if I try hard enough.
Yeah, yeah. And so to me, it makes me go, like, yes, the creative evolution of a species requires us to communicate that hippie shit.
Sure.
And how do we become an army of that hippie shit?
Oh, it's always back to this. It's always back to this. This is like your thesis is we all need to be connected and we all need to be on the same page. And I'm telling you the exact opposite, because if you realize that you are changing and creating your own dimensions as you go through life, there's no need to be connected.
Yeah. I love that you say that, because it makes me say this anytime, for how many fucking arguments I've gotten into this week with flat earthers. I'm just like, I try to say this to people, but I'm just saying it to myself. It's not your job to teach anybody anything. You got to teach yourself, because no one's going to listen to you. You know, like,
Tell it to Gandhi, man. Tons of people listen to Gandhi. What are you talking about?
Well, I know, but they listen to him because they see how him teaching himself has affected his life in a good way. So it's just like, when you're a good example, people will follow you.
Martin Luther King didn't have a good life.
But he's a good example of how to act, you know? Like,
I guess, is he? I mean, he was an adulterer. Like, he was a civil rights advocate, but I don't know if he was, like, a great person.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Is it like why listen to anybody saying anything to you? And the only reason why people even listen to celebrities, I'm just throwing this out there too, is just because, like, well, at some point you look up to someone. And then you start to care about what they think about. And so, like, it's not about that they're above you or anything, but, like, you look up to them. You respect what they do.
Yeah.
And so if time travel is possible, I want to respect somebody traveling through time responsibly. I mean, the last thing you should do if you can time travel is go fix anything from your own life, because I say that, but, like, what's important to you?
Depends on your life. I just think, like, looking up to people is you're mostly brainwashed by that shit. People listen to their parents because they're children and they're the only ones telling them what to do. And then a lot of people grow up and go, like, oh, my parents are stupid. And, like, I shouldn't have listened to anything that they said.
Why would the church lie to me?
Yeah. Like, this whole, like, to get back to your point of, like, If so, Willie, I know that if you were a time traveler, you would somehow, I don't know what you would do, but your goal would be to get everyone on the same page so that we would all love each other. Right.
Well, ultimately, yes, but it's an evolution of the species to try to I just feel like I feel like we're not meeting our focus of what's important is keeping us from focusing on what's important.
No, I get it, but you're being lame. That's lame. Like,
I'm with Willie on this thing.
No, I'm thinking of the sci-fi novel, though.
No. Yeah, I think we got to be on the same page to kind of progress to, like, we need to, like, head in the same direction.
Yeah, but let's say we all get on the same page. We're all going in the same direction, and that direction they go, video games are a waste of time. There's no reason to have them. Let's get rid of video games forever. And then you're like, well, we're all on the same page. Like, I guess I don't have video games anymore. Like,
I don't.
What's fun about that?
I don't think that's like a big enough fish to fry when you're on the same page. I think if you like games or you don't want games around, they can exist. I think just like as like the bigger picture of mankind surviving and like progressing in the future.
But that's like such an abstract. Like, what does that mean?
But
how would mankind
I don't know, like,
perfect.
I'm also a rebel to conformity, and I am so into entertainment that I like stop myself from entertainment because I know it can consume me. You know, we were talking about this earlier. Like, I don't buy certain toys because I'm like, I know if I buy one, I have to buy all of them. I'm an idiot to entertainment and greed.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing's wrong with it. I'm just saying that, like, I think that we need that to be healthy. I think we need a range of thing. Like, ultimately, if we were on a spaceship and there was and you could shake a shiny thing in front of your face, or you could read a book, I'm fine shaking the shiny thing in front of my face too. You know, I'm an idiot.
What if it's a flip book? If it's like a little easier to consume,
I'm like,
I think you could still have those things and like,
you know, those balls, like, you know, those balls that you half balls that you can turn inside out and then you wait for a second and it flips up in the air. Every time I see one, I got to do it. I'm an idiot.
Right. Okay. Like, if everyone's on the same page, then what,
like, bigger
sports?
Page, not little page. Sports can exist. Just what I'm talking, like, the
I
want to
win,
page.
And so does this guy that I'm battling. And so, like, who's right here? Like, and how does the group think decide?
Yeah, because I'm like, what pisses me off more is an inequality of money. I know that they've got the cap, but like.
Well, I don't even mean like in an organized fashion. I just mean like if we're playing horse, do we have to tie every time because you don't want to hurt my feelings?
Yeah. What if you can change the rules during the game because you're a god, and it's like, well, so it's not fun for me because I change in the rules too. Like, how do
you? Well, then
you...
it's different dimensions, and everybody's happy, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think the winner of a game is. Determines anything in the
right,
in
but
the
you're
bigger
talking
scheme
about.
Of
but
thing,
but like, listen, sports is just a micro for war, right? And so, like, so war doesn't exist anymore. It's just like I think that the utopia that you guys are talking about, where everyone's on the same page, is super fucking boring.
The idea of utopia only exists from living in a situation you don't like. Like, I don't think the richest people in the world are picturing a utopia.
No, they're not. But you guys are, though, right? You're saying like, oh, nobody should be that rich and nobody should be that poor. And like, I just, it doesn't it seem boring?
Ultimately, yes. Ultimately, yes. Like, what happens when we all stop eating meat?
Nothing.
And then somebody eats meat. Wait a minute. What's going on over here?
you guys want everything to be perfect, but your perfect is not everyone else's perfect. You
know? I'm not saying now. I'm cool with, I mean, I'm talking like in the future. We're good with having sports and video games and toys. And
yeah, dude, that's the thing. You're talking to big consumers, and no matter what high soapbox I get onto, I'm like, dude, I'd rather have like a hug from Pee Wee Herman than like a fucking retirement setup.
I mean, that's a bad decision.
I know. It's very bad. I'm just saying. I'm just saying that, like, I'm an idiot, and I love consumerism, and I've been brainwashed. But
That's joy, right? The other night, last night, I was stoned, and I was eating a cookie, and I was like, I shouldn't be eating this cookie. It's too late. But I'm in heaven right now. This is the best thing I could ever possibly be doing right now. I love this so much that I don't care that tomorrow I'm going to gain 5 pounds or whatever. I ate more than one cookie. I ate a lot of cookies. But at that time, I was going like, don't regret this tomorrow, Wade, because right now, remember how happy you are. And it worked. And I was like, okay, so I woke up today and I was like, that sucked. But like, I remember how happy I was and I don't want to take that away from me. It was great. And my point is, like, consumerism is joy. Like, it's not perfect. Yes, kids and fucking wherever.
Consumerism works because of joy. You know, like, I agree with you. And my thing is like, let's take consumerism and say that that's still allowed to happen. When I think of a society trying to evolve into the future, I'm just like, well, can you have fun and not rape everyone to have your fun?
Right. Yeah. Like, so, yeah. Like, I don't know what went into making that cookie that I was eating. I'll bet somebody hates their job and they made that cookie and they're like, fuck this fucking job. But I'm like, num, num, I'm in heaven right now. I got a cookie.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I mean? Yeah, exactly.
But that person who made that cookie then went on to fucking, like, ride a roller coaster or something. And he's like, I love this fucking roller coaster. But the guy who built the roller coaster is like, this sucks. And they're not paying us enough. And like, blah, blah, blah. Like there's no like getting over suffering, because without suffering, there's no joy. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. 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 That's the weirdest thing, is that like you can't have a utopia unless you've suffered. You know, so you can't is, want, you know, want a
suit. We need to end this. We're very long, but yeah. I like talking about it. But I'm wondering if, like, on the bonus, is there a definition of a utopia? Like, what would utopia be? Should we talk about that?
Yeah, yeah. Because ultimately, it's too specific. The two people cannot have the same utopia.
Yeah, exactly. And so this whole thought of, like, getting everyone on the same page and, like, you know, being all this hippie bullshit, it's just not, it'll never happen.
Well, not,
right?
Because we're all individuals. I think like same page, like, hey, let's not all kill each other and have a bunch of war.
Yeah,
you
but
go
then
believe
the one
your thing
really
over there,
and
we believe our
people.
Thing.
But how do you, let's say somebody starts killing somebody, somebody in your utopia starts killing people. How do you deal with that? Do you kill them? It's like, wait a minute, that changes the utopia, because we agreed we weren't going to kill anyone. But now we have to kill someone because they killed a bunch of people. It's fucked.
I mean, you're talking about society and us coming out of caves and joining together. Like, we're all different. We're supposed to be tribal, right? We're supposed to be, like, different. When we all came together, that's when shit started getting really bad.
Yeah. And yes, we should end it. I'm like, listen, I love the conversation that we've had. I love, only because I love thinking beyond ourselves. I feel like that's ultimately what I'm trying to always get to, is it like, well, yeah, I'm on a spaceship, but picture generations of my family being on a spaceship. Like, what's the difference? What did I learn that made my kids learn something that made their kids learn something? I don't fucking know. But thanks for this journey. I know we're going to say things, and I know we're going to do plugs, but I'm just saying, like, Zach has a new album out. Like, you need to make sure that you go listen to this thing. It's fucking amazing. Zach, I fucking love it. How do we find your new album?
You can go. It's on all streaming services. The album is under the artist name is called Slam Chunk, like this $1 million dream I had a long time ago, where I thought I was gonna make a chocolate basketball called Slam Chunk, and it was gonna make me rich. Yeah.
We did not let Zach talk enough.
I know, and I'm sorry, dude. And so, hey, take as long as you want. What's your closing statements on everything we talked about? Like, fucking take your time.
Well, check out Slam Chunk. It's pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool.
Is it just you, or is this?
Yeah. It's just like a synth album that I did last year. It's like a half an hour of
Sweatband Records.
It's Sweatband. It's available on tape cassette. It's just me and a MIDI keyboard. It's good, like late night zone out, smoke weed kind of instrumental, weird stuff. It's good.
All right, cool.
You got a tape player? Wait, I'll send one along on a quantum string over to you or something.
Okay, cool. And then I'll quantumly change time to give me a tape player.
We could do that. But thank you guys for having me on. I was going to say, I learned a bunch about quantum computers recently because, you know, the quantum time travel thing. Which makes it sound much more plausible, like having different time traveling into different dimensions or having different outcomes all happen at the same time in different places. Because I didn't realize what quantum computing was until I was reading about, do you guys know how it works?
They've teleported information already. Minds aren't blown. They've teleported information.
Which is crazy that that's happened, and like it's not that people aren't talking, that people don't know about it. Basically, that's through the entanglement, right? That's like they like altered one little photon on one island, and I think in like was it the Canary Islands, and then they took the counterpart of the entangled piece on another island, like 80 miles away. And then they added entangled another piece into the first one. And then they did something with like a laser and they like blasted it over. How does it work? Maybe the laser part. I don't know exactly how the laser worked, but basically they altered the A piece and then the B piece matched it 90 miles away. And it's just like,
it is
so like, we can't teleport matter, but we can teleport information in like the most elementary way. It's just like we tweaked part A and then 90 miles away part B matched it.
We turned existence into a comic book and nobody fucking knows it yet. Like, I'm telling you, this whole episode is training yourself to be a superhero, a god, because it's actually possible.
I think we're moving in that direction of some crazy stuff. Like, and the way with like the quantum computers, that they're like bajillion times faster than quote unquote classic computers, which is what they call all of our regular computers. Because instead of it being like ones and zeros and all these different bits, like quantum computers, instead of being a one or a zero, it's a one and a zero at all times. So every single one of these qubits, they call them, which are all just like the different bits, but the quantum version, they're all making all of the different possibilities at the same time. So they're computing like instantaneously all possible answers for something. They're like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, it's the craziest. It sounds like magic. It's just like,
mind blowing things are happening, and they can't, and we can't communicate how mind-blowing it is.
And it's like the crazy part is it's because it's like at such a microscopic, like invisible level that it might as well not exist. If this was like, if someone was, you know, had two Ferraris next to across the street from each other, and you painted one, you put some blue on top of its red paint, and then the Ferrari across the street also painted itself to match it, people would, you know, have something to say about it.
It is magic.
But it's just like, it's basically doesn't exist to most people. But it's like, and when I was talking about witches earlier, being like, I want to have like an extra magical world. It's like, we have that stuff. It's crazy that these photons are somehow a particle. They're a wave and a particle until you stop them and say, what are you? And then they turn into a particle instead of, it's just like, I don't know. This stuff's crazy. But I watched a bunch of stuff for this and then I didn't get to use my note cards.
I talk too much, man. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I no.
Wait, what else is there?
I don't know.
What else do you want to talk?
Oh, about? I didn't know anything. I didn't know what to say. I was just like looking at everything, and I'm listening to this quantum physics for people in a hurry on audiobook, trying to fill in. I can't even call it blind spots because it's like the whole science is a blind spot. It's like,
that's
just like mind blowing how we know anything. I feel like I could invent the wheel, but that's about it. Just be like, how do I push this block down a hill? Let me round it out.
If you were like an indigenous tribe and you
could probably
create
not
fire, then you would be a huge idiot.
Probably not. I would wait for lightning or the dragon breath thing. Unless I like stumbled on some like magic mushrooms and then like something clicked.
We got fucking lasers
you
now. Could
dream about it or something. Like, but that's the thing. Like you guys are talking. Like, I get it. I'd say Zach touched on it. It's like we're too stupid. We live in Hollywood and we're morons and we do entertainment shit. Like, we're not going to be able to understand. Let's say that the time travel did exist and the government was like, here it is, go ahead and do it. We would be too stupid to be able to do it. Like, we couldn't do it. It's the same as like we can't even describe quantum mechanics. So how the fuck are we going to apply it?
Well, that's a pretty hard one. I don't think a lot of those guys involved can describe it.
But they can't describe it to you, but they can describe it to each other.
Yeah,
I just think it's all great. It's magic, and it's too late. The world's gonna end before we get anywhere with it.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Yeah. So
good luck out there. Idiots.
Think about what you want in life, and like you could probably
go back
get
in time.
You could probably get it.
Make yourself get it.
All right. Thanks everyone for listening. Zach, thanks so much for being here. Do you have any other plugs? We've got Slam Chunk. You can find it on Spotify. I'm listening to it right now. It's bonkers.
Cool.
Your Twitter, your Instagram, anything like that?
I miss the whole Twitter thing. I don't really understand that.
It's for jokes and misinformation.
Yeah. if you want to spy on me on Instagram, it's just my name, Zach Zebko. It's spelled just like you would think it's not spelled. I don't have any good plugs. I would just say if you haven't joined a religion by now, don't bother. I don't know, get into science or something worthwhile. I guess that's it. Plug, guys. I hope we can all hang out in real life again one day.
I hope to see you in another part of the universe, because I'm going there.
I'm gonna astral project over tonight, Willie. I'm gonna play at that dollhouse.
Thanks everybody for listening once again. go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We're going to continue the conversation. I don't know about what. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But if you want to listen to that, that's how you find it. Zach, thanks again for being here. Willie, do you anything?
Yeah, not today. It's fine.
All right, me neither. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
I was going to tell everyone they should eat some red lentil pasta. I've been on a kick for like 2 months. It's great. Yeah. I just want to plug red lentil pasta.
Is it better than quinoa pasta?
I don't know if I've had quinoa, but it's pretty good.
I get quinoa
side by side. Do a Pepsi taste challenge and red lentil. Let me know.
I'll give it a try.
It's great.